Books on Tape presents A Thread of Grace by Mary Doria Russell, read by Cassandra Campbell. Preludio. Austria, 1907. This is what everyone would remember about his mother. Her home was immaculate. Even in a place where cleanliness was pursued with religious zeal, her household was renowned for its faultless order. In Clara's mind, there was no gradation between purity and filth. She had sinned as a girl, made pregnant by her married uncle. Adultery stained her soul black, and God punished her as she deserved. Her sin child died. So did her aunt, and Clara became her uncle's newest wife, dutifully raising her stepchildren, keeping them very clean and very quiet, so her uncle husband would not become angry and bring out his leather whip. Her husband was no more merciful than her God. Her second son died, and then her small daughter. Soon after she buried little Ida, Clara became pregnant again. Her fourth child was a sickly boy, whose weakness her uncle husband despised. Clara was ashamed that her children had died. She hovered over the new baby anxiously, told him constantly that she loved and needed him, hoping that her neighbors would notice how well he was cared for, hoping that her uncle husband would come to approve of her son, hoping that God would hear her pleas and let this child live. Her prayers, it seemed, were answered, but the neighbors were bemused by Clara's mothering. She nursed her little boy for 2 years.